The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is from BlackEnterprise.com titled, Bill Withers, Former Hollywood Hills Home Acquired Amid Rising Investor Takeovers. The former Hollywood Hills home of late legend Bill Withers is the latest property to be snatched up by investors to flip it and put it back on the market. The Hollywood Hills home was sold in an off-market deal in June and is an example of the recent uptick of investors purchasing real estate predominantly owned by Black people, thus cutting Black families out of home ownership. In a 2023 study led by the Georgia Institute of Technology, research shows that investors are most likely to push Black middle-class homeowners out of their neighborhoods, according to the data which observed 800 metropolitan Atlanta neighborhoods from 2007 to 2016, major investors purchased homes in majority-minority neighborhoods far from downtown and more likely to be in low-income areas. Per the research, Black people as a whole lost out on more than $4 billion in home equity across the span of 10 years due to investors. That $4 billion refers to the home values that would have gone to individual home buyers if these large institutional investment firms hadn't purchased those properties, said Ryan Ann, assistant professor at the School of Public Policy. This is a very conservative, lower estimate than what the actual effect probably is. Often undervalued due to minority populations, the homes purchased were still profitable and offered investors good market value. However, this approach to investing in properties not only keeps Black people out of the homeowner conversation, but also prevents them from getting a piece of the pie when it comes to investing in property and accumulating generational wealth. The next article is titled The Essence Effect. For decades, New Orleans has been a gathering spot where Black women luxuriate as they link and level up with the Essence Festival of Culture as its nucleus. What was initially a gathering to commemorate Essence Magazine's 25th year in print would spark a three-decade relationship between Essence and New Orleans, forging an enduring bond. Characterized by the vibrance of the city, mouth-watering Cajun cuisine, and the warm, familial energy that happens when Black folks unite, Essence Fest, as it's sometimes called, has become more than an event. It's a homecoming, a family reunion, and a revival rolled into one. The growth and impact of the Essence Festival of Culture has been transformative, says New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Since its inception in 1995, this celebration of Black culture has evolved into the largest annual event of its kind. The music and arts celebration is indeed a cultural phenomenon, renowned for its exceptional lineup of musical performances along with its thought-provoking panel discussions and seminars. If the Essence Festival of Culture feels like a reunion, that's because, in many ways, it is for Black American descendants of enslaved Africans. Family origins beyond U.S. shores are often unknown, but ancestral lines after arrival can be directly traced to the American South due to the logistics of chattel slavery. Starting in 1619, the first enslaved Africans were shipped to American shores, where they were displayed in public squares and auctioned off as property. As a critical entryway for the transatlantic slave trade, the port of New Orleans was an arrival point for many African people. That, history says Cantrell, remains palpable. "It is what you feel when you come here," she says. "It is in the soul of the city. You sense it in everything, the music, the food, and the people." The infusion of Black culture throughout the city helps to explain why every year more than 500,000 people are drawn to New Orleans for what many of them view as a ceremonial homecoming. The exhibition of joy, empowerment, and celebration the Essence Festival offers feels like nothing less than a triumphant return. In the years following that first anniversary celebration in the mid-90s, the Essence Festival has evolved along with its audiences, fondly termed aunties. Black women in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s have long been the heart and soul of the event, as they flock to performances tailored to their neo-soul, old-school hip-hop, and smooth R&B preferences. For festival-goer Tracy, 30, born and raised in New Orleans, known by her more than 500,000 followers across TikTok and Instagram as @BukuTracy, attending was a rite of passage. "I felt like you had to be grown and sexy to do Essence," she says. "I couldn't wait till I was old enough to go." As the years progress, so have the festival's offerings. Recent initiatives like Girls United, Creators House, and GU Kickback events attract younger attendees, while performances by rising artists such as Flo Milli, Mooney Long, Rico Nasty, and Ari Lennox also draw substantial crowds, including new attendees like Tracy, who has since joined the festivities. Hulu, the event's official streaming network, even sponsored her inaugural Essence Fest experience. Megan Thee Stallion's electrifying presence as headliner at the 2023 event is a testament to the festival's ongoing appeal. Asali Devon Ecclesiastes, 50, from New Orleans, a self-proclaimed member of the Auntie Generation, embraces the young and the new. "I love Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B," she enthuses. "I love how they challenge us and call our politics into question, acknowledging the possible disconnect faced by women raised on shame and respectability politics," Ecclesiastes adds. "They live in a non-judgment zone. It's something that we, the older generation, have to get our minds around." The culture looked very different in the late 1990s when Ecclesiastes first encountered the Essence Festival. "I was teaching in Nashville at the time and was home in New Orleans for the summer," she recalls. "I remember the energy was so high. So many of us gathered in Black public discourse around the issues in our community. It was like a church of sorts. We were listening, discussing ideas, and finding solutions, and fellowship with one another. Today, she serves as Executive Director of Efforts of Grace at Ash Cultural Arts Center in New Orleans. A longtime activist and organizer, she says those early festival experiences shaped her trajectory in embracing attendees across a wide age range and fostering unity through music, culture, and community engagement. The Essence Festival continues to forge bonds across generations, ensuring its continuing relevance and impact for years to come. And aside from its historical, cultural, and generational significance, the Essence Festival of Culture also packs a substantial economic impact. Last year's event contributed $327 million to the local economy and created 3,605 full and part-time jobs. Moreover, attendees boosted local spending by an extra $120 million. In partnership with the Urban League of Louisiana, Essence has also relaunched an initiative called The Pipeline. This program aims to expand opportunities for Louisiana-based Black and women-owned businesses that can support live events and technical production for the Essence Festival. Urban League of Louisiana President and CEO Judy Reese Morse highlights its impact on local Black economies. By fostering access and opportunities for local Black-owned businesses to expand their capacity and wealth, we lay the foundation for prosperous ventures, thriving economies, and vibrant communities, she says. In addition to these efforts, Essence Day Community Service activations involve hands-on service projects, while SoCo Market, formerly Essence Marketplace, provides opportunities for local business people to sell their items at the festival. It is important, Morse states, to show the people of New Orleans that they matter. The next article is titled Black Beyond Measure. Get ready for HBCU homecoming with Target. It's officially everyone's favorite season, HBCU homecoming season. Homecoming is a special time of year when current and former students return to their beloved campus. For HBCUs, it's more than a reunion. It's a celebration of community and a showcase of deep-rooted pride in Black culture and fashion. And this homecoming, get ready to celebrate in style with these Black-owned and founded brands at Target. NCAA HBCU Alumni Crew Fleece Sweatshirt. If there is one thing an HBCU alum will do, it's represent their university. Danielle Riley, a FAMU alum herself, took it a step further and created an apparel line for all HBCU alums to represent universally. These cozy fleece sweatshirts and tees boldly showcase HBCU pride and make the perfect addition to your homecoming wardrobe. Variety Prosecco Wine. Toast to the memories of college and the ones yet to come with the help of Issa Rae's latest venture, Prosecco Wine, a fresh take on Italian wine. This crisp, bright, and lively blend represents the freedom to let loose and be authentic. Cheers to homecoming season. Kaleidoscope Debrat Soothing Braid and Scalp Texturizing Spray and Wrapper Foam Hair Mousse. Keep these homecoming styles intact with this non-flaking foam hair mousse and texturizing spray created to protect and care for natural hair. Kaleidoscope wants you to focus on protection and nourishment while making your way from the tailgate to the yard. Pardon my Fro Edge Boss Hair Gel. Luckily, humidity won't get the best of us this homecoming season thanks to Pardon My Fro Edge Boss Hair Gel. With this Black-owned product, get maximum control without the harsh ingredients and flakes, leaving your hair with a polished finish for any style. Lyrically Correct Card Game. Homecoming is all about connection and community. And what better way to connect than a card game? Lyrically Correct is a music trivia card game that tests how well you know the lyrics to some of the hottest songs. This game will have you laughing, arguing, singing, and most of all, enjoying time with friends and family. Young King Hair Care Lock-In Collection Hydration Hair Spray and Oil. Co-founded by a Morehouse alum, Young King Hair Care is debuting its latest line, meticulously formulated for locks, braids, and twists, empowering young kings to embrace their individuality. Enriched with the perfect blend of plant-based ingredients, their hydration spray and hair oil go beyond the surface to moisturize and strengthen each strand of hair. Pipworn Heirloom Twist Honey Barbecue. Looking for a quick tailgate snack to go? These barbecue twists are a must. Made with real non-GMO ingredients, you can feel good about indulging all weekend long. Hustle Clean Body Wipes. Fresh scent. Let's face it, the homecoming schedule gets busy. From the tailgate to the game, and straight to evening parties, you can stay fresh on the go with this Black Found product. Hustle Clean Body Wipes are convenient cleansing wipes that keep you fresh all weekend as the festivities continue. Luna Magic Eyeshadow Palette and Compact Pressed Blush. Get ready to turn heads on campus with the help of Luna Magic. For mauves to nudes, golds, and warm brown shades, this Black and Latina-owned cosmetics brand offers a multitude of rich tones that work from day to night with lashes and an easy-to-use blush for that extra pop. The next article is titled, If Not For My Girls. This season, we are celebrating the power of sisterhood in music, media, and culture as we take a deep dive into the lives of some of the current change makers taking over the industry. Our cast consists of the talented actress, singer, Amber Riley, rapper-songwriter Lady London, and country music phenomenon Raina Roberts. All bring a unique spin to the culture while remaining authentic to their craft. The girls share uplifting and refreshing perspectives on navigating life, business, and challenges in a male-dominated industry. Get to know our girls and catch up on episodes of them at Essence Festival Culture on Essence.com. Plus, you have the opportunity to catch them live this October in Atlanta, GA, at GU Summit as they take the stage for an If Not For My Girls Girl Chat. For the fourth year, GU Disruptor Summit will serve as a safe space for young black women, girls, and gender-expansive youth to come together in fellowship, discussing issues impacting society. From activism, business, and equality, join us in Atlanta, Georgia this October for a fun-filled day of panels, workshops, and networking. The next article is about Essence contributors. Mecca James Williams, the stylist, fashion editor, and creative consultant, is living her best life while moving between bases in Kingston, Jamaica, and Brooklyn. As an avid traveler and a cultural enthusiast, she is currently working on launching her next venture, JAM, which celebrates style and arts by connecting the Black diaspora globally. She has used her skills for publications such as W Magazine and Vogue China, as well as for designer brands including Opening Ceremony and Net-A-Porter. In this month's 4C Files column, Soft Hair, Softer Life, she writes about her journey to a better and healthier relationship with her natural tresses. Essie Buckman, a creative director, designer, and illustrator from London, Buckman is now based in New York City. She launched her first fashion brand, 40 Label, in 2016 after graduating from the prestigious Central Saint Martins University of the Arts in London. 40 Label has been featured in publications such as Vogue Italia and ID. Music and style icons like Rihanna, Georgia Smith, and Dua Lipa are among its clientele. Buckman crafted the artwork for Fashion is One of the Strongest Forms of Memory. She also has worked with companies such as Nike and Calvin Klein. She continues to create innovative designs in both the art and fashion realms. Gabriella Carifa Johnson, known for her ability to spot up and coming designers, the New York-based stylist and editor uses a narrative led approach aimed at diversifying representation in fashion. In 2021, she became the first black woman to style a cover of Vogue. This month, she pulled double duty as both writer and stylist for our feature, Terms is Just a Girl. Since 2023, Carifa Johnson has been helping to nurture emerging talent by using her network to support the development of designer Porisha Dumi, a Central Saint Martins graduate. She continues to consult for commercial clients such as Nike, Etro, and Altuzarra. Liz Johnson Arter, now based in London, Johnson Arter is a Russian-Ghanaian creative. Her practice includes photography, film, and installation, relying on photographs as a starting point. She has shown her work internationally with solo exhibitions at the Foam Museum in Amsterdam and the Brooklyn Museum. Her pieces are held in public and private collections in the U.S. and the U.K. As the artist focuses on life in the African diaspora, she was perfect choice to capture our cover star, Nigerian singer, songwriter, and record producer, Tims. Up next for Johnson Arter are group shows this fall. The next article is titled A Letter to the Restless. Like a typical millennial Gen Zer, I was born in December 1995, so I am something of a hybrid. I tweeted and then deleted my concerns. I was struggling with this month's editor's letter and the issue in its entirety. because it seemed so out of touch to write about fashion as we are continuing to experience unprecedented times. Since our last magazine issue, we have seen even more political and social unrest amid an election season that between the time of my writing this and your reading it could change drastically. But then I thought, do we want to read another anxiety-driven piece about predictions of where this world could end up? So I decided to look at this issue as a creative refuge. In 2021, I worked with photographer Adrian Raquel, who debuted an exhibit at Fotografisica in New York City on Club Onyx Houston, the largest urban gentlemen's club in the Southeast. She pulled me in to write the museum text. This eventually led to her book, for which I wrote the foreword. At a point after the pandemic and the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, when the news was dominated by those events, Raquel chose to put her energy elsewhere. There is power in that. Power in focusing on something other than negativity. Power in creating art and conversation when it would have been so easy to focus on doom and gloom in the world around us. This is not to be mistaken for avoidance. It's allowing the Black mind to rest and celebrate in a moment when chaos and turmoil could cloud the fact that we are creative beings, the most creative in my opinion. So I chose to use this issue as a reminder of the great things we are doing, despite messages telling us we are everything but gifted, innovative, and deserving. Yes, we include some political coverage, given the possibility that, for the first time in history, a Black woman could become president of the United States. It would be remiss of us not to hear from prospective Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris in this issue, which will be on newsstands as voters contemplate going to the polls. We also catch up with Mecca James Williams, an editorial maven who has shifted her career on her terms, moving to Jamaica from the U.S. and creating work dedicated to the diaspora. And with Mowala, a Nigerian-born designer who has reinvigorated a space for alternative design. There's also JT from the City Girls, who has stepped out on her own and is shining bright. And June Ambrosa, who has spent 30 years in the industry navigating bold style and creative direction. And we feature Alila May, the only woman designer of a Jordan brand unisex sneaker and a creator of the New Age. And Sarah Jakes Roberts, a daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes, who is showing us what religion and redemption look like in 2024. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.